Time is now 12 and a half minutes after 4 here on the coast, and you can find us on the AM dial 690 in Vancouver every weekday beginning at 3 p.m. A couple of guys from the Kootenays are at the center of an unlikely multimedia success story. Their show, For Real TV, debuts on CTV later this year and is set for international distribution. It involves taking stars, including Cameron Diaz, Joaquin Phoenix, into some of the poorest countries in the world. But it's not about the celebrities. The focus is on the people who are doing grassroots development work. Paul Grant explains.
My name is Kanan, and this is where I begin. Just a little bit that way is a place called Mogadishu, Somalia. I'll tell you why I'm back. I'm back to shoot my first video, a song called Soba, which is talking to the warlords and the gunmen that have, like, caused so much civil strife.
Basically, I got beef. I want to talk to you directly. I can't ignore, I can't escape, and ask because you affect me. You cripple me.
Kanan's debut CD, Dusty Foot Philosopher, won the Juno Award last year for the best rap recording. His first video was shot in Nairobi, Kenya, by Saul Guy and Josh Thom of Direct Current Media. They're childhood pals from the Grand Forks area in the West Kootenay. Guy managed the Rascals, Cardinal Official, and Chaos, and was the marketing manager for BMG Canada. He also helped Kanan early on in his career. But how do a couple of guys from the Kootenays find the money to start shooting an international TV show?
I had a van to sell at the beginning.
I had my last kind of corporate gig. I was working for Columbia Records, threw me down there into Miami to work with Lauryn Hill and saved that money up. And we just pitched all our money in. We just did that, and then we just month to month. And we never really thought it wasn't going to happen. It was just how.
They traveled all over the world, India, South America, Africa, looking for what they call the real leaders, young community builders who may not be associated with aid organizations or other official agencies.
We just went into the field, and Josh had his camera, and we had the concept, and we interviewed people, and we just kind of kept going and jumping from project to project, kind of piggybacking our idea on top of Kanan's going out to shoot a video in Nairobi, you know, and we're working with him, but we're going to go and we're going to make sure that Josh is there with the camera rolling. So we realized about a year after the fact in our travels that we had a pilot for the show, which was a show that ended up being For Real Kenya, and that show featured Kanan going back to shoot his video in Nairobi and this young man named Salim Muhammad. Coincidentally, not a young leader that we knew of beforehand, but was just as dynamic and just as amazing when we got a chance to see his work and what he was doing in the largest slum in East Africa, in Kibera, and the work he was doing with youth and having a soccer program, where to be in the soccer program, you had to work in the community. And with the other hand, he's running a medical clinic that serves 10,000 people, and just against all odds, right? And just an amazing young leader.
I wish to see a happy community. People get access to water, people get access to electricity, there is access to medical health care, there is access, there is good security, there is good infrastructure, people to live happily, but more so people to be like treated like people. You don't have to be rich to be treated with respect.
By following their instincts, they made incredible breakthroughs, including having the creator of Da Vinci's Inquest and Intelligence take a shine to them and offer them some of his office space in Vancouver's Dominion building.
The whole thing has been one consistent breakthrough. And, I mean, most recently, a great breakthrough when we moved to Vancouver was hooking up with Chris Haddock and Haddock Entertainment here. Chris tuned into what we were doing. First question he asked is, how are you guys taking care of yourselves? He understood the struggle of trying to produce media and be an artist and make your thing happen and not have the infrastructure or support to do it. And he immediately offered us an office and a phone and then came back and said, I don't do this usually, but if you guys want, I'll executive produce your project. So we happily said yes, and that was a big breakthrough for us in establishing ourselves here and being able to get a broadcast deal, which was the next big breakthrough.
CBC TV showed some interest and offered some development money, but it was CTV that eventually gave For Real TV the green light. Although, again, it wasn't a direct pitch that sealed the deal.
We didn't necessarily write a pitch or go through that. We were a little naive because we're not coming from, neither one of us went to film school or kind of went through the road most traveled of how to get to a place where you can get something on air.
It came through part because we just kept pushing things ahead. I mean, we had this prototype show. We were doing events in Toronto and across the country. We'd do a show where we'd screen the film then K-9 will come out, rock a show, and then we tell everyone at the end that all the money that they just paid to see all of this went to Salim, the guy that was just featured. And we just kept pushing ahead because this was our vision of what we wanted to do. We wanted to create media that was socially relevant and commercially viable, and that we were able to channel money back into the projects and these amazing people that we were connecting with who were doing just the most incredible work. So through all of that, we created a buzz, and we'd heard that MTV was launching in Canada, and so we reached out, and they had heard of us at right around the same time. So it was just this meeting of worlds, and we connected in Toronto. Chris came out with us, and you know, they loved it. They really wanted to do it. They didn't have any money, so they put it to CTV, their parent company. Yeah. CTV took a look at it, and they loved it. And Suzanne Boyce, the president there, just right after she watched the prototype show, she called us right up and was like, look, I'm telling you right now, we want to do something with you guys.
There are 8 episodes of For Real TV, which debuts later this year on CTV and Much Music. Half the profits from each program go back to the community being profiled. And there's a second season of the series in the works. Check out the website, directcurrentmedia.com. On the coast, I'm Paul Grant in Vancouver. My skin needs to feel the sand. I'm tired of the cold. Damn, so
Paul Grant reports on the arts for us here on the coast. Jenna Chow reports on the traffic.